out of bed, and out of ideas. Back to more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
On Star 102.5.
So when it's this cold and icy and snowy,
especially like over last weekend.
Yeah, especially like last weekend.
I feel like we're already out of it.
I kind of do too. I mean, we're hitting double digits and it's just exciting. And it's, I mean, we're not quite there yet, but we will be. We will be.
Although
I
know, but
those flurries yesterday afternoon, though, about had me going, don't even think about it.
I was furious.
I'm not shoveling anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Yeah,
I've called the season over.
I mean, that's the see, but isn't that the pros and cons? Because it gets too cold to snow. Now, as it warms up a little bit, is when you can actually see snow.
No, you're talking about heavier snow and stuff. No, that's exactly what we just went through. When it gets Arctic like that and then snows 2 to 3 inches every 2 days, that drives me crazy. Because you have to go out and do all that, and the weather is wicked cold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, yes, do I hate, was the ones earlier in the season of 8, 10 inches, whatever, that were heavy, wet? No, not fun. Not asking for that either.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But also going out there when it's 5 below every 2 days to scoop off a couple of inches, that takes me to a whole new level of stress.
Yeah.
I know.
Blowing my top.
I mean, look
all
at the
feminism
eyes.
Leaves my body when it comes to shoveling the snow.
Yes.
Let a man handle it.
Yeah. That's the man's job.
I'm sure we can think of a few others, but yeah, that's definitely one on your list. You're right. So,
well, when it's like this, though, we want to stay inside. We don't. I mean, like you're saying, you don't even want to go out and shovel the driveway because you're not really wanting to go anywhere. Right. So why do you need to shovel the driveway? Except obviously you don't want your mailman falling or anything like that.
Well,
so
and then the more you drive over and stuff, it just turns into ice, and then it's worse.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, with the roads being so bad, I really didn't want to go anywhere, and I think that was a common thing. But this guy down in St. Louis, where they had a bunch of snow, well, he was found at the supermarket. He braved the bad weather and the bad roads for something very specific.
My wife wanted some corn dogs for dinner, so dug the car out of the snow to grab some corn dogs for her. The snow like this is nothing new to me, really.
Corn dogs. He went and got one package of corn dogs and head home.
Now, of course, he sounds like quite a guy. But I have to tell you, you know, when we talked about this
down.
Before.
I'm going to get the corn dogs.
Defeated.
Some people like going out in that kind of weather. Yeah, my husband does.
Yeah,
he looks for reasons to leave the house. He'd probably be excited for me to say I want corn dogs.
Maybe it's not just the weather.
Oh, burn.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm way off.
Well, on Saturday when it was bad, I went to Hy-Vee, which is only, you know, half a mile away.
Yeah.
But it took me 22 minutes to get there because a lot of it was uphill and it was all icy. And it was for one canister of whipped cream because we were making hot cocoa. Yeah. Realized we were out of whipped cream. And if you don't have whipped cream, hot cocoa is worthless.
Now, is that your opinion or the rest of the house?
That was my opinion. The kids were on board.
Okay.
So I slid down the driveway, nearly hit the telephone pole at the end, and then it took me forever to get going. I was in a rental car. So this is terrible. And I barely made it. The big long driveway that slopes down on the Hy-Vee at 86 and Douglas. I just slid all the way down there and came to a comfortable spot, you know, stop. And I had my whipped cream, and that's all I got. Just whipped cream.
Yeah.
Nothing
else.
At
least picked up some milk.
Yes, I could have picked up milk.
But that's not what he was going out for.
Right. I went and I walked all the way back to the freezer section.
To
all
go
right.
Out
so you
was
braved,
the cream, and I
you
came
braved
back.
The ice, the snow, the cold temperatures for
whipped cream.
Whipped
At least
cream.
This guy got a meal. Got some corn dogs.
280-1025 is our number, and we want to know from you what did you go out for in the terrible weather? You know, you realize when you think about it, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I kept saying, my head kept going, this is stupid, this is stupid, this is stupid.
Yeah. But I want cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're the person, like, when they're saying, just try not to be out on the roads, because it makes it harder if you get stuck, and, you know, then you're blocking roads, and plow drivers can't get around. I mean,
you're the one.
You're the one that they're talking to.
I was alone on the roads for a while.
But you needed your whipped cream.
Yep, if I got stuck, I had something.
By the way, Don't ever tell the person digging you out when they're like, well, where were you going? Make up a better story than that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Save baby formula.
Right.
Baby formula, yes.
Diapers. I don't know. Something. Just dumb. Something for the baby. Yes. It's definitely the baby.
Antibiotic.
Right. Much better answers than, well, we're having cocoa and we're out of whipped cream.
So it's worthless. You get it.
The person's going to stop helping you out.
Oh, yeah. I would just get back in the car and leave.
That's right.
Plow me back in.
Free music, free entertainment, and maybe, just maybe, a free laugh. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.